I mean, if you think about it and you imagine money, and so anybody listening to this now and you say, okay, draw me a mental picture of money, people still generally think of notes and coins or even gold, whereas of course 98% of money in circulation in Britain today, and I think the figure is very similar in Germany or even higher in a country like Sweden. The vast majority of money in circulation doesn't take the form of notes and coins, it takes the form of claims made through the banking system and often mediated by plastic cards of one form or another. So once you start thinking of money in more abstract terms and you start thinking it's not just notes and coins, it's actually just a series of claims, then you begin to understand that money has a kind of dynamic quality and it's more like a verb than a noun actually. That money is actually just a series of claims that move between people.